Welcome to our world of ramen. Hugh is a chef and writer, and Sarah is an illustrator and comics artist. Fulfilled by a common love of the alchemy of chewy noodles, nuanced broths, and delicious toppings. We've joined forces, they tell us, to guide you along a tasty path to making a deliciously swappable bowl right in your home kitchen. Ramen twin powers activate. We'll give ramen's history and culture a peek before diving into stocking your ramen pantry at home. We'll explain the blueprint for building most homemade bowls, and then move on to several time-honored recipes and even give you a few spins of our own. Let's go! Full speed ahead. Well, that's the opening to Let's Make Ramen. This book is, in many ways, the perfect storm of cooking, graphic novels, and fun. And perhaps it's not surprising that a cookbook which features color-filled hand drawings, graphic novel style, has hit the shelves of bookstores and libraries, perhaps not. For every generation, it seems, has their version of comfort food. Foods that make us feel safe and warm and gooey inside, feelings of comfort and at least momentary well-being. For my dad, who was part of Tom Brokaw's Greatest Generation, it was ice cream. Dinner was never complete without a finishing bowl of ice cream. For me, it's mac and cheese. I can't remember how many boxes of mac and cheese I walked home with from the local grocery and then prepared for dinner during my many college years. And now, it seems, it's ramen that has captured our comfort food imaginations. And so it is that today's book caught my attention. For folks of my generation, ramen is best known as a quick-fix boxed meal for lunch or dinner. College students for years have utilized ramen as an inexpensive fix for hunger at most any time of the day. But as we're all learning with the many ramen dishes available at more and more local, national, and international restaurants and takeout emporiums, ramen can be so much more than just fast food. Ramen is an ever-expanding culinary experience, an experience fueled by both those who consume the delicious noodle soups regularly and by the chefs whose inquisitive efforts to explore new tastes are highlighted from time to time in these pages. Chefs the like of David Chang, of Ivan Orkin, Mike Satinover, and Akiyama San, a chef in the foothills of Mount Fuji itself. And so, full slurp ahead, as our author and illustrator will have it, we begin our appreciation of ramen with a bit of ramen history, for how can we fully enjoy a new food without understanding a bit of the background that brought it to us? And on to today. As our ramen authors tell us, it's an adventure in eating, not unlike enjoying a good glass of wine. And with that sense of appreciation in mind, we're given a couple of pages of etiquette. For when we visit a ramen shop, be considerate, don't linger. Presume about 15 minutes from the moment you sit down to your last slurp. But enough about how to enjoy your ramen. Now on to those ingredients and cooking styles that make your ramen so special. We are ready to rumble, as the book announces. You know, these authors are taken with a newness of ramen probably only about 100 years from its first appearance on the wharves of Japanese ports, and so they feel quite free with their advice to experiment and riff on classic recipes that they offer us. As it is with the comfort foods of old, be they ice cream or mac and cheese or your personal favorite, the recipes for a good bowl of ramen are many. And as this is a comic book cookbook, humor is often lurking in the midst of the recipes we read and view in this not-so-brief book of cookery. We start, as we ought to, with the many types of broths that one can make, and make in bulk, as they are easy to freeze for future use. You're not supposed to make just a bowl of ramen. You're supposed to make enough for many bowls of ramen. As to the varieties of ramen bowls from which we can riff, well, just give this listen to the many types of broths made with parts of food we Americans are likely to throw out or disdain rather than use in these modern times. These broths come from chicken feet, animal bones, pre-made sauces from fish and other ocean creatures, and lots of seaweeds. There's chicken stock, pork stock, dashi, shio, shoyu, miso, and many, many more. And besides the importance of broths, ramen noodles are a key ingredient and tongue firmly planted in cheek. The chapter titled A Word About Noodles expands to discuss ramen noodles' many variations and a healthy number of how to make those recipes for over 20 pages. That's some word about noodles. The cookbook's deep dive continues with 20-plus pages of accompaniments and over 40 pages of riffs on classic recipes. This is a book you can delve into again and again and, yes, again. The ramen aficionado will be familiar with many of them. For those of us still new to the experience, let me offer a few of these. Meats, eggs, veggies, stir-fried, broiled, roasted, the sky's the limit. Are you pressed for time or just not sure you want to explore the culinary arts in a great degree? Well, there are a few pages of recipes that presume you're going to use pre-made ramen broth cubes. And of course, this being a cookbook, a page on how to make your own pre-made ramen broth cubes, too. And as we are reminded late in the book by a ramen master chef, what's the hurry? Like any good chef, we ought to be as interested in the process as in the final product that we sit down and enjoy. It's worth noting that those of us who enjoy eating ramen without making it ourselves can learn plenty here about the many options ramen chefs and ramen diners can choose from. It might just get some of us more reluctant diners to enjoy exploring the many riffs on classic ramen that we see in these pages. A librarian's note, for so long now I've noticed that cookbooks with color photos and illustrations way surpass those with only black and white line drawings or tepid monochromatic illustrations. Oddly or not, The Joy of Cooking and the Moosewood Cookbook series are sterling standouts of black and white cookbooks that maintain a very high popularity with our library's patrons without having color. Well, I'm pleased to note that Let's Make Ramen is expanding interest by readers in cookbooks that are not full of glossy photos and illustrations. After all, Let's Make Ramen is color-filled, but its color comes from watercolor illustrations that are not exactly photo-like in their presentation. Really, really, think comic book, illustrated novel quality, albeit quite good quality. It's worth noting that those of us who enjoy eating ramen without making it, and there are quite a few of us out there, can learn plenty here about the many options that ramen chefs and ramen diners can choose from. It might just get some of us more reluctant diners to enjoy exploring the many riffs on classic ramen that we see in these pages. So, if you find yourself home sheltering while you're listening to this review, or we're now out and about as health crises pass, get yourself to a good grocery store while social distancing, and pick up some of these ingredients. Pick up many of these ingredients. Rustle up a stock pot or two and get cooking. The book is about making ramen, but as I noted earlier, it's a great book to peruse before sitting down at a restaurant table or ordering carryout. Let's Make Ramen is just as much about enjoying a good bowl while we're eating it as it is about making it. As another reviewer wrote way back in January, I'm never going to make ramen, at least not to the scale and skill level that Amano and Becken describe in such detail here. Despite that, I was mesmerized by the process. This graphic cookbook is beautifully drawn and organized in a style reminiscent of Lucy Kneasley's Relish. Even non-ramen enthusiasts will enjoy flipping through page after page of techniques and toppings, as well as tips for enjoying, read, slurping, ramen to its fullest, end quote. So there you have it, a book I hope will help get you and me through these days of voluntary isolation. I hope today's book brings some comfort and feelings of warmth and well-being to you, too. It's quite an interesting take. It's a comic cookbook, which alone makes it worth a little spending a little of your time. Let's Make Ramen by Hugh Amano, Sarah Becken. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library, and it's available now on Overdrive, so you can read this as an electronic book, as well as finding the paper copy to hold in your hands. Thanks for listening.